Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:11, and it's Friday morning, in case you hadn't noticed. Oh, Friday's amazing. 6:05, it's 6:11. It says here, though, do this at 6:05, so we're a little bit late. Right now, call number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Blondie at the Concord Pavilion on August 8th. That is going to be an awesome show.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go, call now. 800-400-3697. Got tickets for call number 9. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. And Jasmine is picking up the phones. You can talk to a nice young lady. And speaking of Jasmine, we are looking for fall interns. I feel like we just settled in with our summer interns. And
I just started to like them.
I know. I didn't like them much until like day before yesterday. But now we love them.
It takes a little bit, Jasmine. Don't worry.
Well, we got to get used to the new kids, you know? Mm-hmm. They seem like new kids right up until we start losing you. So if you are enrolled in college, you have to get college credit for this, and you have to be over 18. We do pay now. We used to make you do it for free. So the job's a little harder now. We don't feel so bad yelling at you. Mm-hmm. But it's a super fun internship, and we'd love to have you. If you'd love to be here, send a cover letter and resume to Uzette at RadioAlice.com. That's spelled the letter U-Z-E-T-T-E at RadioAlice.com. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. First NorCal has a way with home loans your way. Simple, honest, and local. Check them out at FirstNorCalCU.org. Our own Lexi has an appearance that she's doing tomorrow.
Oh, that's true.
She's at the Grocery Outlet Bargain Market. In South San Francisco. It's on Hickey Boulevard, and she's going to be there tomorrow from noon until 2. This is a chance for you to win some awesome Alice prizes.
Mm-hmm.
We bring that Alice prize. Have you ever spun that wheel, Vinny? It's really fun. There's like a couple massively good things on there, and then like, you know, stickers or what have you. But you get to spin the wheel for free.
I wonder if the llama will be there.
Oh my God, that friggin' llama. I guarantee you that llama. Everywhere I look now in this building, there's llamas. It's like there's no one here to check her llama enthusiasm.
It's weird, yeah.
Like in the middle of the table out there, there's a freaking llama. Like, oh my God, I'm going to drop kick that thing out the window. Llamas. I never even knew I had feelings about llamas until they were in my face everywhere.
Well, they do spit, so. Mm. Spitters are quitters, right, Vinny?
That's what they say, Yuzi. That is what they say.
What? Where did you get that?
Gabby. Yeah.
Gabby
said that to me, and I go, I love that. I said, go tell Vinny. Go tell Vinny.
She did. Yeah. She did come right in and tell
me. Wanted to watch you laugh. She wanted to watch you laugh.
I watched you, Vinny. I watched your face.
I'm slightly uncomfortable with when the interns talk that way. I.
What way? Llamas are disgusting animals.
Yeah. They're spitters.
Yeah. No one likes them.
Yeah.
I know they're of age and they're college kids and it's fine, but, you know, there's a whole new world where it's like, yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
I'm not even going to laugh at that because even though I want to internally, I just think that it seems inappropriate. So Lexi is at the Grocery Outlet, Hickey Boulevard, South San Francisco, tomorrow, noon to 2. This is Grocery Outlet's Independence from Hunger campaign that's on now. Give 5, get 5. Yeah.
Good.
You can find out how you can help to fight food insecurity. Insecurity. Okay, here we go. Double pops. You know what those are?
No.
You do. They're popsicles that have two sticks coming out the bottom.
All right.
And you take them, you smack them on the edge of a counter, and you give one to each of your kids. And that's what a double pop is.
Okay.
Everybody familiar?
Yeah. Sure.
Apparently, they've been gone for a while, and no one noticed.
Well.
Right up until Justin Bieber noticed. Thank you, Justin. Back in May, he tweeted, "We just realized we can't find double stick popsicles. This is crazy. At Popsicle, we need those back." And then yesterday, Popsicle said, "Hey, at Justin Bieber, you asked where are the double pops? Well, you better believe we made a special batch just for you. They're coming in hot." Well, cold, actually. Two jokes. Two jokes in there.
Did he have to put this is an ad on there or not?
I don't think he did put this as an ad, so I don't know if he just noticed.
Because it sounds like an ad.
Well, it sounds like an ad now. Justin is not the only one they're going to give these to. Popsicle said that they will roll them out again, large scale, if they get 100,000 retweets on the tweet that they just did. By this coming Tuesday. And the last time I looked, they had about 44,000 retweets. So Justin is single-handedly bringing back the double pop.
Thank you.
Yes. I got to say, I hate popsicles.
Why?
I just hate them.
They're
I don't
delicious.
Want them. No, I got no need for them.
I don't hate them, but I've had them.
I'll freeze juice if I need it.
But I don't have any, like, as you're doing the story, I'm thinking,
I'll take a fudge.
How do I feel about this? I don't. Mm. Doesn't move the meter for me one way or the other.
I like those ones where they called Otter Pops, where you squeeze it out of the tube. Like those, at least there was something interesting going on there. You get to hold like a big snaky thing, hot, and then you squeeze it out from the bottom, kind of like a big frozen wad of toothpaste. But popsicles, no interest in those. Mm. Like if you lay it down, it just turns into water. Like I just don't.
Why would you lay it down?
Because I'm so sick of eating it. It's so stupid. It's turning my lips blue.
Oh, my God. You're silly.
It's like a fudgicle, though. Or, oh, my God, you know what John bought?
Same thing.
No. Fudgicles are creamy. You get something mushy if it melted. It wouldn't just be water. John brought home. Do you remember when the ice cream truck used to come around?
Yeah. Sure.
And they would have the strawberry shortcake ice cream bar.
Love.
Had, like, little cakey crumbs on the outside. Mm-hmm. He brought home a friggin' box of those. The Good Humor strawberry shortcake. I was like,
those are delicious. I love those.
You know, they're
those.
Not as they're a lot sweeter and not as delicious as I remember them being when I was a kid. I still, don't worry. I still
so you
ate,
had one?
I ate two of them. Not in one sitting. Oh. The ice cream man! The ice cream man! The ice cream man!
Can I have a dollar? Give me a dollar! Can I have a dollar?
Can I have a dollar, please?
The one standout popsicle story that I have for you is that in, and I want to say this is in ninth grade.
All right.
At lunch, I got high with Jason
I know this
Sisko,
story.
And I can't remember who else it was. And I got, I swear to God.
And you fell in love with that popsicle.
I got this big stick. Uh-huh. You know what a big stick is?
Yeah. Like the bomb pops?
The bomb pop, like a, and this would have been, like if someone had videoed it, it would have been pedophile porn. It was like, here's a ninth grader. I had no idea. I was lost. In my stupid stoned world. Deep throating. Can I say that?
No.
Dump that.
No, it's fine.
No, you can say it. You can say that.
I was
he's an informant for Watergate. Come on.
Oh, I think I still remember it. It's the one that's, yes, that. I was lost in this popsicle and didn't come to till I got to the stick.
Hey, what's this? What am I, at the doctor's office with a tongue depressor? Anyway.
I probably had that stuff all over my cheek. I was probably
like a child,
slapping myself.
Sticking it up your nose.
Mushroom slap me.
Oh, it's fun. Good times.
Mushroom slap me.
Well, back to our original theme, spitters or quitters.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to ruin my Friday with
that. No. Ugh. It's all good fun. It's not good fun, but it's reveling in the pain of others is what this is. That ASAP Rocky guy, things are sucking for him right now. In a Swedish jail of all places.
Is there any chance he did something more than we're...
Oh, no, he beat the hell out of this guy.
Oh, okay.
Him and his entourage beat
the
hell.
He picked him up and slammed him, right?
It's not good what he did.
Yeah.
However, if that was the only video you saw, then, oh, my God, this guy's horrible. And listen, it's still horrible no matter what led up to it. But this guy was harassing them and was getting physical with them. And at one point, let's see if I can find the exact quote. Because there is a videotape that shows what led up to this. The alleged victim was harassing ASAP and his entourage and hitting his bodyguard with a set of headphones. The rapper actually tries to step between them, saying, "We don't want to fight y'all. We don't want to go to jail."
Mm-hmm.
Of course, then as soon as one person started beating on this guy, everybody did.
Yeah,
listen, Olivia, it's really never always in your best interest to not get physical. It's just always in your. It's just
rough,
don't do
though,
it,
though, man.
And it is
messing
hard.
With me.
It's hard.
We're gonna but go you,
but
there.
There's no winning. You also lose if you decide you're gonna get in a fight. No matter, nobody wins. Well, except actually, this assailant wins because he got to just go to the hospital, and now he's gonna sue the hell out of ASAP Rocky. I guess right. I have no idea. Yep. So last week we'd been, actually I want to say we're over 2 weeks now. I think this might have happened right before the 4th of July. We might have reported it earlier that, because they're saying now that he's pushing 3 weeks. Mm. So, and we've heard all kinds of talk about how awful the conditions are. A Swedish effing jail. We had this conversation yesterday. Like, what the F is happening in Sweden that their jail site? Like, we consider them to be sort of a progressive, kind,
I'll tell you what I think,
country.
What I think it might be is they don't have as many people in jail as we do.
Mm.
So it's not as big of a thing.
Right. There isn't quite as much of a loud voice.
Well, there's an entire population of people in jails in the United States.
Oh, my God. It's incredible. Wasn't it like 30 million people or some crazy number?
I don't know
number?
If it's that much, but it's
See
a lot.
See if you can find the exact number.
It's disgusting.
So here is, like, imagine the population is 2 million. Let's just use that number. And let's say, because humans make mistakes, 1% of that population is falsely convicted. That amounts to, what's the number?
20,000?
20,000 people in jail.
Right.
Falsely convicted.
That's
insane. A big number.
It's a huge number. It's huge.
And that's probably not the population.
I don't know. This says, according to a 2018 report, Bureau of Justice, nearly 2.2 million
adults. Oh, so I just said 2 million. Okay.
Yeah. In jail.
Oh, that's it?
Well, this is only 2016. That's the last time they did the
survey. Yeah,
but survey.
Still, that has to be around
that's
the
about
average, right.
right?
Yeah.
That's a big population.
It
Dude,
is.
There's a lot of people living in jail.
350 million people.
I wonder what... See what the population of people in jail in Sweden is.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. They only have 5.5 million people. And... Or was that... No, that was Finland.
And
right?
maybe they...
Because 55,000 people showed up.
5 million... No, that can't be
that's
right.
That's the it population could be right. in general.
No, that's not right.
In Sweden?
Let me keep going. Hold on.
So maybe their idea is, you know, we spend our taxes differently.
Right.
We're not going to keep that up. Right. Don't go there. Is maybe their thought process, which, you know, that's a good way of
that's
thinking.
A good way of keeping people out. Boy, you trip on the sidewalk, we're throwing you in jail. <You're> suing.
You jaywalk.
Yeah.
I'm not getting a good number.
Well, anyway.
Anyway, ASAP Rocky.
Sucks to be him. Sorry to hear that.
I know, it sucks. So he supposedly has a better cell now thanks to a call from President Trump's State Department, which would be an improvement. They say he was next to this mentally ill person who was hucking poop at him, and then no one was coming to clean it up. He's like, hey, this guy just threw poop on my yoga mat bed. Can someone come? No, we don't get that.
No, we don't pick that up. Enjoy your new friend, Poopy.
They're saying Trump pulled a few strings. Kim tweeted, thank you, President Trump, and everyone involved with the efforts to free ASAP Rocky and his two friends. Your commitment to justice reform is so appreciated. One of the guys has been released. Let me see if I have this. They've applied to keep, Sweden has applied to keep ASAP Rocky in custody until July 25th, which is middle of next week, right? There's a detention hearing set for later today. He's been held since July 3rd. This must have been... So we must have talked about this right when we got back from 4th of July, beginning of last week. So they're investigating the allegations that he assaulted two men in Stockholm. He's had to cancel a number of festival dates. He was being held alongside two other men. His security guard was also arrested, but then released without a charge later. So that guy's out. One of the alleged victims is also being investigated for abuse, assault, and attempted assault. That's actually good news because I hate to think that the guy who started this whole thing is walking around scot-free. We have worked intensively with the investigation and need more time until Thursday next week in order to complete the preliminary investigation. That's Daniel Sunesson. Daniel Sunesson. And then I think there was one other. Oh, yeah. And then there were two press releases that were out yesterday. One of them said that he's going to be indicted. and they want him to stay in. But then they said, but we want him to stay in jail because we still need to investigate to figure out what happened on the streets of Sweden. So they've already decided to charge him, but they haven't figured out the case. A couple minutes later, they updated that and said, oh, no, no, no. We just need more time, so he should stay in jail. So maybe that was like next week's, we're indicting him. Oops. Oops, we mixed it up. Anyway, bad news if you're ASAP Rocky today.
Oh, yeah, goodness.
It looks like there's about 6,000 prisoners in Sweden. Oh.
And how many?
The population's 9.9 million.
Oh, that's a tiny fraction.
It's about 6%. I did the math.
No, it isn't. 6,000 people out of 9 million? No. 1% is 90,000.
That's why I couldn't figure it out. For
it's
it.
A,
I'm
tiny
like, I don't
fraction.
Know that 5
it's
point.
Fraction. It's less right. than 9999. It's less than 1/1,000th of the population.
Well, it is 6,000 people in jail.
Yeah.
And so
which
my math
is tiny.
Is wrong.
Which is absolutely tiny.
So maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just don't have a lot of good experience holding
been.
People. And maybe now we shouldn't.
But you know, the lesson here for anyone who's got something to lose is don't.
Yeah, don't beat anybody up.
Like he's the one who wants to go home and continue his tour and continue to make money.
He's the one with anything to lose.
And while that person's baiting him, he needs to not take it.
Yep. There it is. Don't take the bait. You know what? Just walk away.
I still love Fitty's line about how he'll just pay the lawsuit and laugh.
Yeah, that's funny until you're in another country where that's
right.
not working out quite as well for you. And they're
you're
not
right.
letting
my
you out on bail.
My 5% was actually 0.05, like
yeah.
kind of less than
like
1%.
Like 1/1,000th.
Yeah.
Less than
1/1,000th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. What's coming up in the news, man?
I'll update you on the Face app and more after the...
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. You can watch the show, you know. We are on TV. The next couple weeks, I'm thinking it's going to be like kind of a rolling best of. Yeah, I'm getting a nod from Vaughn. Hi, Vaughn. We're going to have fun this weekend, aren't we? Most of us. All of us have one person that's going to have fun this weekend. Woohoo! Anyway, you can watch this show. Go to RadioAlice.com/watch. It takes you directly to the Looking Glass.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 40 years and the July sales event on now. That's Carlson Subaru and CarlsonSubaru.com. The biggest story in science this week is tomorrow's 50th anniversary of the moon landing. Yeah. So that's huge for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin touched down on the lunar surface July 20th, 1969. They were supposed to sleep for a while, but couldn't wait to get out there.
Yeah, no way, man. We're on the moon. Let's get out.
Then Neil said his famous one small step for man line. They walked around for 2 hours and 36 minutes while Michael Collins orbited in the command module. The entire Apollo 11 mission took 8 days.
So, 50 years ago. I cannot believe I was alive for something that happened 50 years ago. What happened?
If you go and look at pictures, or maybe you're going to show it to your kids so you think, oh, this will be a great learning moment, you'll look at the equipment they used and think, that janky piece of crap?
No doubt.
You went up there in that janky piece of crap?
You know, you can actually go to the, over in Oakland, or Alameda maybe, at one of the shipyards. Mm-hmm. I think it's on, not sure if it's on the Hornet or on one of the other boats over there, but there's a few that you can tour. They're sort of like living museums, these old warships and you know, big military vessels. There's a capsule on the one that they pulled up out of the water. And they do look like they would blow apart in the wind, you know, like duct tape. They look really sketchy, but we made it. Not all of the missions made it, but yeah. This particular one made it.
One of the landers looks like just just pipes.
I know. Like sort of a rough framework with almost like Mylar sides on it. It's really crazy.
It looks like you could have built that thing from the Ace Hardware with a couple little, you know, joining corners. And
I know. Those little angled, right? The PVC piping. I need a 45 degree elbow.
I think right now you would say to someone that is a financial liability, even letting someone climb on it, much mm-hmm. less launching it into space. You'd say that thing's going to break. Yeah. That can't hold people's weight.
Right.
You're going to get sued.
You weigh a lot less on the moon.
I don't know.
So there's that.
You still got to get it up there.
Yeah. Duct tape. That works for everything. Put enough of it on, you can get through the atmosphere. It melts into a hard pack.
So there's a few different stories. We had Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area on yesterday, also a correspondent here with Alice News Network. He was on talking to us about FaceApp, which is currently the big thing going around. Everybody wants to put their dumb face into the app and see what they look like when they're old.
Well, it does prepare your friends and family.
How these things catch fire, I don't know. I was thinking about it yesterday. I as you were saying, literally like 10 times
literally,
over,
literally
over and over and
times.
Over. And I was thinking to myself, how do these things catch fire? Mm-hmm. How did that become the new
word. I know.
Crutch phrase.
It's like the word like.
That has spread through kids age 5 all the way through to grown-ups. And you hear it on the radio a lot. It wasn't just you.
No.
You can listen to any interview anyone's talking about on sports channels. All the athletes are.
And watch Big Brother. Big Brother is prime. Or any of those shows where they have to go into the diary room. They say it constantly.
So why does the face app catch fire? I don't know how these things happen.
Because we see one person. That's a little different. I really think that like verbal crutches come from, you know, from listening. And I think that people are just looking for anything to do on the internet. Oh, this looks fun. And this will take 10 minutes out of my day here at work. I'm gonna download that.
Well, my point, though, is this app launched in 2017. It's not new.
And suddenly it catches on.
It's on. It's all of a sudden it's on.
You know what? I bet a couple celebrities put a few up, you know?
Possibly, yeah.
A lot of times that's what has to happen. Yeah.
FaceApp now owns access to images of over 150 million users' faces and names, according to a report put out Wednesday by Forbes. Owned by Russian parent company Wireless Labs, FaceApp is the new, not-so-new popular mobile app, allowing users to add visual effects to photos of their faces to alter their facial expressions,
just do it.
Look,
don't question it.
And appearance of age.
You will be assimilated.
It's been downloaded by more than 100 million people via Google Play.
Oh, boy.
And 50 million across other platforms, including Apple's iOS.
It's delightful. Really, check it out. You'll
check
love it.
Check this out.
We love your face.
Users grant FaceApp license right to use their data in perpetuity.
Oh my God.
It include its terms of service include the following clause. You grant FaceApp a perpetual, irrevocable, non-exclusive, royalty-free, worldwide, fully paid, transferable, sublicensable license to use, reproduce, modify, adapt, publish, translate, create derivative works from, distribute, publicly perform, and display your user content and any name, username, or likeness provided in connection with your user content in all media formats and channels now known or later developed without compensation to you.
Wow. This is...
We own you.
Honest to God, if only no one had ever read the small print, we wouldn't even know about this. It's fantastic. Thank God somebody reads that.
Ew, I'm so glad I didn't do it.
Yeah. I don't even know why I didn't. I must have forgotten about it between the time it got reported and the time the break rolled around, because that's something I would totally do.
Well,
who cares?
Show,
everybody owns all our crap anyway. Who knows what? I agree. I agree. Submit. I agree.
Well,
I'm not reading that.
We've done the same thing with Facebook and the same thing with Instagram. I'm not saying that they have the same clauses and anytime they try to put it in, thankfully someone calls them on it. Mm-hmm. Someone, whether it's at, I don't know, Gizmodo or whatever.
Yeah, CNET.
Wired.
Whatever.com. Yeah.
Whoever's there to read this, Insider. Whose job it is to sit down and read this and tell me if there's anything scary in it. Some intern's like, great. I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Right. Let me just start with page one. Here we go.
Jasmine, here you go.
Vinny, were you the guy who reported about the woman in, like, Alabama? There was at some insurance company, they had you click agree to something with quite a long, you know, boilerplate thing. And in that, hidden in that was first person to notice this gets $10,000. Like, you had to go.
Yeah.
I did do that story.
That's a great story. It made me actually think to myself, boy, I should read those. And then I didn't ever.
Except in particular, someone found it pretty quick.
Yeah, like that
day. Like, that was the story.
Right.
Someone does read that stuff. But
they expected no one to
ever
claim it. Mm-hmm. And I think you had to go to their headquarters or something to be the first person to show up.
The catch, but I remember the story.
Yeah.
And it was actually good.
It's an interesting story.
And that someone caught it.
They should hide Easter eggs in those things so that people might actually skim through them and see that they're signing away their lives in perpetuity. Also, your firstborn child belongs to us.
Right.
And
you're
going
to have to name them 7-Eleven or whatever.
Savvy. Hey, Savvy.
You know, I think for a lot of people, they probably feel like, forget about the money or anything else, internet fame.
Right.
So some young people
are like,
might
I'll do this.
Be like, yeah, I want to be on FaceApp because I want them to use my picture because then I'll be internet famous and that would be fantastic.
Right. That's all I want.
That's
my life's goal.
Some value.
Mm. What did the boys say? I'm going to become yesterday, Vinny, the story. What do you say?
I'm going to be a legend.
A legend. Yeah, legend.
I'm going to be a legend. Well, you might be if you sign up for FaceApp. You and your legendary robe are going to be plastered all over Moscow.
Let me see if I can find it real quick because I've got... Oh, here it is. Speaking of internet famous.
Yes.
Mm. Here are the top 5 jobs kids want when they grow up.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
The number one answer is
YouTuber.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah?
YouTuber.
All right.
Well, there is money to be made. Unfortunately, it's being made by a very select few.
Mm-hmm.
There are people, though, that kid that does those toy reviews, that family's freaking rolling in it now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Rolling in it.
And I've watched him. And I didn't know that he was rolling in money, but I watched him because he was doing little toy reviews.
Is he cute?
He's a cute little kid. He's growing up, though, so they've probably their window's closing.
Well, hopefully they're getting as much cash
as they
can.
He's going to have to segue into whatever
sex toys.
the next thing is.
Right.
A new poll asked kids between 8 and 12 years what they want to be when they grow up, and the number one answer was YouTuber.
That's actually kind of sickening.
Well, it's what kids
watch.
My kid, she doesn't get access to the iPad regularly or even daily at all. But when she gets it, and I put the timer on, you know, between 10 and 20 minutes, depending on how much time I need.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to.
She watches these little videos of kids playing with toys. Like, it's left the...
She's got a room full of toys, but she's going to watch videos of kids playing with toys.
Of kids playing with toys, right. So she's left the surprise eggs, and she's moved on to kids playing with toys. Mm. And that's the videos she wants to see.
Mm.
And when
our little girl's growing up.
Well, she's going to want to do her own at some point.
Oh, my God, right.
But that's... You're wrong. No. I think that these kids are happy to watch. That's just like...
Because she's
you
only
could
six.
Play your own video game. Why are you watching PewDiePie play and do some random dialogue while he's, I guess he's gotten good, right?
I just sort of assumed that those people were watching people like PewDiePie because they were looking for tips for a game that they already play.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case?
I don't think so.
I think
that
they're
watching.
That's
why I watched it before.
To get better?
To, like, for the maps that I land on, I want to see where these places, secret places are so I can get certain items.
Because those guys are what? Just exploring every
They play
cranny?
It all day, like 24 hours a day, so they
right.
know a lot more than I do.
It seems to me like they're not short enough, though, to get you the specific answer you
That's
want.
True.
And if you wanted
no,
a
you're
quick
watching
answer,
them play live, right?
You would just say, how do I get past this, the
right.
Demogorgon? And it would show you the 4 moves necessary to get by the guy, right?
Yeah, I watched like 10 minutes worth of this guy going through it. But he did do things that were advanced.
Right.
And I learned.
So you learned stuff from PewDiePie specifically?
Not from him, from somebody else.
What game does he play?
It was a random. He plays like everything.
I have no idea.
Oh, he plays all different
He plays a
different
bunch
ones.
Of things. Yeah.
Oh.
The rest of the top five for the kids besides YouTuber are teacher, pro athlete, musician, and astronaut.
Well, at least we get back into sort of the normal area.
In China, astronaut came first.
Oh.
In the UK,
they
want to
blast the hell out of that country.
YouTuber was still number one.
Oh. Mm.
Much like here in
America. A lot of
people
get real fame, you know, real fame with their peers on YouTube, and then some of them have translated it into the real world. It's amazing. It is kind of amazing. It's a whole new world. You know, I was thinking about how all this stuff is pretty new. Like, even a decade ago, there just wasn't... It's just ramped up so quickly, the internet and everything that's available on smartphones, etc. In 50 years... The people who live then will never ever have known any other thing, and their parents also will never really have known any other thing. Like, it's, I just wonder, I would love to just look forward just 50 years, the self-driving cars and the world just, oh man, I
different,
don't,
different.
It scares me too, though, because I feel like so many jobs get eliminated with each step forward that we have, and local businesses are dropping like flies, and it's,
On that note,
okay,
as we evolve,
if that's what it's called,
I think it is. In some cases, you see things that are common. Like, for example, cigarettes used to be in commercials,
yeah,
and now they're not.
Right.
In fact, they've been removed in almost every possible way.
They're banned everywhere, right?
Right. So, and that's a positive step, as kids aren't seeing that being, you know, the thing.
Right.
The city of Berkeley, California has made the news this week, and I've been meaning to get to it because, I don't know, the show never gets anything done in any kind of timely manner.
Well, we get to talking. You know, it's hard. And that's what's fun about this show. Who cares? We're blah, blah, blah.
Well, we're living life.
We are.
Berkeley is changing the language used. I want to find the exact... there's a ton of phrases they are getting rid of.
Oh, that's right. I saw it
from
the news.
All city codes.
Getting rid of
the word manhole, the word manpower. Gender specific words are being removed. Change to maintenance hole.
Hot.
Human effort. Gender specific stuff is being removed from the code. And it's the kind of thing that we, like, for example, me. I'm like, manhole? Really? Who cares? But kids coming up will not have those words already in their heads. And it might make it a better place for women to come up.
Right.
I don't know. I can't say. I'm not
a psychologist.
There's
another thing I'd like to flip forward 50 years on.
That's why I did the story right now.
Will there be gender equality?
It's an interesting segue to find that there are these words that automatically have bias that we take for granted that these kids won't come up with.
That are sort of subconsciously limiting. That's a manhole.
So,
what? I don't know. I'm super excited.
Hey, Randy.
No, not really, but I am excited.
Everyone deserves to be represented and feel included in the community. And this is one of the ways that they're making change.
So we got to call them maintenance holes now. Well, in Berkeley, we do anyway.
Well, no, they're going to change the code. No one reads that stuff.
Right.
But it's one way we're starting to evolve. Berkeley will do it, and then someone else will do it. And you'll see a change in the language used. And then some kid born in 10 years will never have heard the term manhole. And he won't have heard the joke.
Will he have heard the term glory hole, though? I mean, I hope those are still staying around.
I believe that that is kind of gender specific, though,
isn't it? The term manhole comes from the 19th century it's not even a man can't even get inside of it. It has nothing to do with gender. It's about the root word is manual. Manual hole. So they called it manhole.
But I thought it was because every time you look at one of those and it was open, a man would stick his head up out of there and be all covered in sewage. That's what's in a manhole, a dirty man. let's just start calling them glory holes.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive.
for myself.
925 says, thanks so much for playing Bowie this morning. Great start to my Friday.
Oh, we got another good one coming up.
What do we got?
We're going to play the Peter Schilling song, the Major Tom.
Oh, good.
Not this one. We played this one already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was early.
It's good. Oh, God.
I know. Jane, freaking love this song after all these years. Jane still didn't approve yet, so.
Well.
Told you she's sleeping. She's fine.
I don't want a meeting later, you guys.
You know what? I'll tell you how to keep Jane happy.
Okay.
Let's give her some plugs later.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll plug her.
Jane's the best.
But listen,
she's amazing.
So far, we haven't played anything that wasn't already in the system. Is that right, Bryn?
I think I had him put a couple things in.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we might have when, when Bowie passed, right? We put it in for that. And it's okay. Yeah. I mean,
well, that's a song. That's been a hit song for 50 years.
Yeah.
I think that actually came out right around the time of the moon landing.
Okay.
Something like that, right? Like 8 days away from it or something.
Sure.
I don't know. What the hell do I know? Plus, it's Bowie, so who cares?
What's coming up with the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. I'm going to start with the new Cats movie.
What?
Oh, it's interesting. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.